So we begin again. Sinking back into the body. Taking some time to create a quiet, still space. A non-conceptual space for ourselves, with a relaxed body and mind. Coming to rest with what is right now. Taking a break from obsessive thinking. Totally giving up the need to create anything that's not right here, right now. Letting our awareness spread throughout the body. This state of clarity we totally embrace, holding this state we've generated for ourselves, knowing that this moment is totally new, has never been here before. Person that sits right here on this cushion, which is me, is a totally different person from the one that came into this door, into this room already. Recognizing that with this precious opportunity, with this life that we are living right now, we can achieve whatever we want. We can achieve anything. With determination and diligent practice, we can achieve whatever we like. So we have to be very clear what we want. It's so important to know what we are aiming for. because that will create the cause for the result we're going to get. This intention right now, it determines everything. So try to cultivate a most meaningful aspiration for yourself, aiming for the highest goal possible. Cultivating a Mahayana motivation, doing this for everyone, expanding our minds, making it limitless, including every single sentient being into our meditation right now. You can think that you, having the possibility to sit here, you can work as a substitute, dedicating it to every being that does not have this possibility. So, we ourselves do it for them. And holding this aspiration, and this inspiration for our practice, you can engage in a few minutes of shamatha meditation. And this evening you can choose your own object, working with the breathing, or if you like to observe the mind, or also working with single-pointedly abiding in awareness itself. Turning from a conceptual, obsessive thinking mind to a harmonized, concentrated consciousness. Slowly settling in and resting with your object. letting go, trying to control what doesn't need to be controlled. Letting go of adding what's not necessary, but with a joyful attitude, engaging in applying our mindfulness. And we observe in stillness and clarity. Stay alert, without grasping, without aversion, but with an ongoing quality of attention, focus. And then taking a few moments and having a short break. In the teaching, it's often said, or the mind is often compared to a wild horse. And we cannot tame a wild horse by beating it into submission, into following our orders. But only very slowly, very gently, with a loving attitude, we can habituate the horse to slowly, slowly do what we would like it to do. It's the same with the mind. Step by step, very slowly. So for a few more moments, coming back to the breathing. This evening, we're going to engage in the practice of Tonglen, this technique of giving and taking, coming from the Lojong mind training practices, exchanging ourselves with others. And this is really an incredibly effective method to crush the self-cherishing mind and develop a mind that cherishes others. So very gently we can let go of our breath. or our object, and move our awareness in this more active mode of meditation, where we use our ability to visualize and imagine, working with our ability to be creative visually. So I would like you to visualize a person in front of you that is very close to you. A person you hold very dear, that you know very well, and for whom you find it fairly easy to generate great loving compassion. So take some time to visualize vividly seeing this person sitting in the space in front of you. And then, as you know this person very well, imagine whatever bothers this person, their physical or mental and emotional suffering, their fears, anxieties, and whatever hinders this person from being happy. Visualize this as black smoke inside their body. And you can visualize it as a black ball of smoke at the center of their chest, from where the smoke of their mental suffering spreads throughout their body. And then, seeing this, generate a strong wish for them to be totally free from this suffering. And also arouse the wish that you want to take away their suffering from them completely. And imagine that this wish, motivated by compassion and love from yourself, generates a bright orb of light at the center of your chest, filling your entire body with positivity and powerful, peaceful light, the light of your own pristine wisdom, your own Buddha nature. And then as you hold this visualization and wishing to take away the suffering of the person you hold so dear, we are going to use 3 long in-breaths to actually do so. And you can imagine that with the first long in-breath you totally pull out this ball of negativity and suffering from this person's body, leaving in the form of black smoke, collecting above this person's head, the person being totally freed from this smoke. So take this deep breath, completely freeing this person from that. And with your second in-breath, pull this ball of black smoke from above the person's head towards yourself until it is right in front of your face, where it abides for a few moments, taking this second deep breath. And then with the third long in-breath, imagine all this black smoke entering your body through your crown, going down to this bright orb of light at your heart and totally dissolving there, leaving no trace whatsoever, completely eliminating every form of this negativity in the light at the center of your chest, taking this deep in-breath. And you imagine taking on all the problems and suffering of this person, totally dissolving it there. And as you dissolve it, let your imagination play, visualizing the person in front of you being totally free, very joyful and grateful that you freed him or her from this burden. And then, after having dissolved every negativity completely, send this person the light of your loving kindness and compassion that already overflows at your heart. And with every out-breath, imagine this light filling up the person from the tip of their toes up to the top of their head. And let this light symbolize all that which the person truly desires. Let it symbolize whatever this person truly wishes for. With every out-breath, sending out this light. And you can arouse the thought, now that you are finally free from all that made you suffer, may you truly flourish and have the happiness that you deeply seek. with every out-breath, let it be so. Imagining them receiving, right here, whatever they truly wish for, fulfilling them here and now. With a sense of joy, with a sense of delight that you have done this practice for this person, you can very gently let go of this person. And if you wish, you can visualize a person that you do not know in the space in front of you. Maybe the person next to you, or in front of you, sitting here in this room. Vividly visualizing this person in front of you. And again, if you wish, you can visualize whatever they might have difficulties with, whatever their suffering is, in the form of smoke within their body. Now try to do the same with this person you do not really know. Taking these three deep breaths, totally pulling out their suffering from their body. And pulling it towards you. And finally, pulling it inside yourself, totally dissolving it in this overflowing light, in this pristine wisdom of yourself at your heart. And then with your most meaningful aspirations, sending them the pure light of your loving kindness and compassion, wishing them also to be totally fulfilled and happy, sending them all they might need for that to happen. and again letting your imagination play, that with every out-breath sending them your light, they actually receive what they need right now, in this moment, in this room. And then, very slowly, release all appearances. And just abide with this bright feeling of loving kindness. Letting your awareness come to rest in its own place. Resting in loving kindness and compassion. Then, if you wish, you can dedicate this most positive energy, starting with the two people that you visualized, dedicating these efforts, this merits to them, and then slowly expanding as far as you wish, sending out this positivity that you have created with the wish, may you be completely free from suffering and the causes of suffering, and may you have all the happiness you wish for and the causes of this happiness. And through this, may the supreme jewel Bodhicitta, that has not yet arisen in me, arise and grow. And may that which already has arisen not diminish, but increase forevermore.